How to manage debt. Debt needs to be managed, and the only person who can manage your debt is you. I always tell myself that I can put the leverage on and I can take the leverage off. I'm entitled to do either. Don't let your debt scare you into not doing anything. It should only invigorate you to work harder. When I went through some tough times financially years ago, I used debt as leverage. I loved leverage. And leverage makes a lot of businesses both profitable and possible. But love of leverage when the market crashes is what ultimately eats you alive. I know the perils of too much debt better than anyone else, so believe me when I tell you that excessive debt is best avoided. I'm a much more conservative person now in terms of debt, and I would advise you to be conservative as well. Debt can be managed if you thoroughly plan for contingencies and mishaps. Know the terms, the penalties, and the defaults associated with your debt. And if you do have debt, make sure you're using it proactively. Don't take on debt for regular expenses. Debt should be used only to finance ventures and projects that will have a return to you. People with excessive credit card debt, for which the terms may be ridiculously inflated, are committing financial suicide. If you do find yourself in debt, assess the full extent of the situation. How much debt are you in? How much are you paying each month to maintain the debt? What steps are you going to take to rid yourself of that debt? Cut your expenses, shop for a refinancing tool that will allow you to maintain your debt at a lower interest rate, and make your minimum payments to avoid bad credit. If those steps don't work, then consult an expert in debt reduction. There may be alternatives that are not obvious to you. How to save and pay for college. The best time to start saving for your children's education is the day they are born, if not before. Good education isn't cheap, and it's crucial to guarantee that your children will have a fair shot in the world. Start a college savings account immediately. If you're paying for your own education, look into grants and scholarships. There are a lot of them, and as a result of the high cost of education today, you may still be required to be creative in finding a way to make money while going to school. Don't gripe about having to work during school. It will be better for you in the long run, not only for your finances, but for your character. You will graduate with a top-drawer education and work experience to boot. It's also wise to consider from an early age what professions pay well and plan accordingly. Physical professions, sports, and so forth are always risky and usually short-term in comparison to the length of a doctor's career or a lawyer's. You should also encourage your children or yourself to be honest about what makes them or you tick. People often ignore their talents and opt for careers that don't suit them. That way only leads to failure. People should always be encouraged to follow their dreams. My children have. But realize that a lot of time and money can be wasted chasing dreams that just weren't meant to come true.